This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This global economy in which we all live and work has been blamed for a whole lot of things this election cycle. Too many factory jobs leaving the country. Not enough of our domestic-made products doing the same. Net-net, to hear the politicians tell it, trade is a terrible thing. Turns out, though, the trade's got problems of its own. Benjamin Applebaum writes of them in the New York Times today. Benya, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
This is a conundrum, this piece you wrote. For all the press it gets, global trade maybe is not all that anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Global trade gets a lot of attention. Maybe it's never been more in the spotlight in terms of, you know, politics and this presidential election. Both candidates have railed against it. And yet it turns out when you look at the data, we've got less global trade than we used to. It's declining.
Is that because global economic growth is down? Is it something else? Why is this happening?
There seem to be a couple of pieces to the puzzle. One is, yeah, very straightforward. The economy isn't doing well. That means less trade among nations. But there also seems to be something structural going on. We had a long period of very rapid growth in global trade. It was a revolution. Maybe you could call it the Walmart revolution. Shipping costs came down hugely. China became the world's workhouse and really transformed its economy. And all of those things have kind of played out. And so that period of rapid growth appears to be over.
What effect does this have then on the perception of trade, as you mentioned, in this political season, but also just overall? Because people look at it and they say, oh, no, we're getting killed on trade.
Yeah, it's interesting that that perception has lagged the reality in some ways. And that's because a lot of the consequences of that great boom are still with us. People who lost their jobs because of this increase in trade are often still struggling and trying to find their legs. But it may signal a new era in the way that nations are interacting with each other economically. One of the very interesting things that's happening is that places like China are becoming more self-contained economically. They're making more of what they eat. They're eating more of what they make. Yeah. They are basically developing a more complete economy. In the long run, that's probably a good thing for the global economy.
Talk to me for a second about how global trade agreements, again, the topic of much discussion in this political season, play into this. There's the TTIP with us in Europe. There's the TPP with the Asian nations, both of which are getting lambasted.
So one real engine of this growth in trade in recent decades was a series of global agreements that reduced trade barriers. And we're really seeing something of a reversal in that pattern. Major industrial nations, which are the major parties in global trade, appear to be pulling back from globalization. A lot of people feel that trade has been bad for them and they're not eager to see it expanded. Without a new generation of agreements, it's hard to imagine that trade activity will return to its earlier pattern of growth. Mm-hmm. There are barriers, particularly in the services area, which is the great sort of growth area in the economy. If we're going to see a new boom in trade, it's likely to come in services, and that's going to require a reduction in some of these barriers.
Is this, and I will confess I cribbed this question from your colleague at the New York Times, Paul Krugman, who, it's worth a note here, won his Nobel Prize for his work in global trade. Is it necessarily a bad thing that the growth in global trade is slowing?
No, it's not. I guess what's concerning here is twofold. First off, nations that have not yet climbed that economic ladder, that have not seen China's rush into prosperity and are hoping to emulate its example, may find that harder to do in this new environment. The other is, you know, that globalization has been a real important force for political stability. The closer we're tied together, the more we trade with each other, the more we interact with each other, the more peaceful a place the world tends to be. Globalization isn't just an economic force, and one concern is that if we pull back from globalization, we lose some of those other benefits as well.
Benjamin Applebaum is a Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Benya, thanks very much.
My pleasure.